In a cabinet roundtable discussion before he announced new tariffs today, United States President Donald Trump raised the subject of Australia in regard to the tariffs.
We have a very close relationship with Australia. We have a trade surplus with Australia. Great country, long-term partner. We'll be doing something with them. We'll be doing something with some other countries.
But hopes the US president would exempt Australia from his long-promised steel and aluminium tariffs were dimmed a short time later during his official announcement. He said Mexico and Canada, the largest exporter of steel to the United States, would be exempted from the tariffs if he liked the results of a renegotiated North American free trade agreement. There's no mention of Australia there. The door hasn't been shut on Australia and other countries, though, and Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he isn't giving up.
Australia is a strong ally of the United States. It has no better ally than Australia. 100 years of mateship is recognised. Secondly, whatever complaints the United States may have about other trading relationships, it has no complaints with respect to Australia. America has a trade surplus with Australia.
Australia's diplomatic effort has grown intense in the past few weeks. Mr. Turnbull made personal pleas to President Trump when he visited Washington last month. And Foreign Minister Julie Bishop told the ABC, ministers have been calling their counterparts in the United States and even using some celebrity diplomacy.
We're calling in all contacts at every level. This is a very important matter for Australia. As a close friend and trading partner and ally of the United States, is also entitled to make our case in our national interest. And that's what our Prime Minister and our ministers and I have been doing.
Golfer Greg Norman, a friend of Donald Trump, signed a letter sent by the Australian-American Business Council. The former US ambassador to Australia, John Berry, also signed it. It pointed to Australia's positive trade relationship with the United States and the fact Australian companies employ 180,000 US citizens. Besides business ties, the Australian exemption effort is also centred on national security. The government's arguing it's matched US military spending as a percentage of gross domestic product, as Donald Trump has called for from his allies. And the government says tariffs could jeopardise Australia's ability to defend itself and, by extension, US national security. Malcolm Turnbull is adamant.
There is no case for imposing tariffs on Australian steel exports to the United States. There is a process that is going to go forward now as the following the announcement, and you've seen what the President said about that, and we'll obviously be engaging in that. You know, we are relentless.
The Labor Party supports the government's diplomatic effort, but says it's concerned about foreign steel entering Australia. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says metals from China, India and Vietnam could threaten the Australian market.
It will find a home elsewhere at very low prices. I don't want to see Australian companies finding it impossible to compete with the rest of the world because we face a new wave of steel and aluminium and metal products being dumped on Australian shores.
Miles Morgan, SBS News.